Election Day, rule over me and mine from some flowery seat in the South. Why shouldn't we rule ourselves again? There sits the only king I mean to bend my knee to. The King of the Podcastle!
Hello, we are the Kings of the Podcastle. Thank you for joining us on this fine Sunday evening. It is a fine Sunday evening. Of course, where might we be able to join you, Mr. Lee? Oh, well, you would go to ustream.tv and listen to us live. You can check us out on kingsofthepodcastle.com. You can download the podcast app for your iPhone and subscribe there. Make sure that you give us a 5-star rating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Many, many ways to where you could listen to us.
We're still on Stitcher. Somewhere out there on the internet, there's a website called Stitcher.
Yeah.
And I think people still go to it.
Uh-huh.
I'm not 100% positive, but if they do, we're on it.
Okay. Well, that's I'm just good. Saying. That's another way to listen.
Like, I haven't heard any hype about Stitcher at all in the past, like, 6 months. I haven't heard anything.
I downloaded Stitcher when we first started doing this. Maybe listened to a few episodes and haven't done a thing with it since.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Like,
but every once in a while, it just blinks at the bottom of my screen and tells me that there's something to look at.
Yeah, I'll get an email every once in a while that says, your Stitcher update. And I'm like, yeah, delete. But we are on Stitcher. If that's the way you prefer to listen, definitely let us know. Send us an email, kings@kingsofthepodcastle, and it comes right to all of us, and you can tell us all about why you love Stitcher or how you like to listen to the show. If you are listening live on ustream.tv, you can call in to us. The phone number is 407-392-4KOP. That's 407-392-4567.
Or if you're not listening live, call and leave a message and tell us how much you suck.
Yeah, if you downloaded the podcast and you listened to it and you're like, golly, these guys are lame.
They're idiots.
They're complete idiots. I don't know why. This was completely unconstructive. I don't know why I did this. You can call us and tell us why. It's 407-392-4567 or 4KOP. Cool. Or
if you're drunk and you're lonely, call us.
Yeah, oh, I'm totally down for that. Drunk dialing in the middle of the night?
Yeah.
Like 2:30 in the morning, you're like,
nothing to do. I'm calling the Kings of the Podcast.
There you go.
And
we'll talk to you.
Well, I don't know if we'll talk to you, but you can definitely leave us an extended voicemail.
We're still waiting to hear from...
Espen? Espen's not here. I don't know.
I mean, he hasn't called in.
He's never called in because he's like in like Norway.
He's in Norway. It's a different time zone, and he doesn't speak English, I don't think.
He speaks English. He types to us in English.
But we probably wouldn't understand a word he'd say.
That's a good question, though. If you can, just because you can type in English, does that mean that you can speak it?
And he probably has a crazy accent, like,
five steps ahead of me. I was going to get the Swedish chef.
You mean he's Meeker or the chef from Muppets?
Well, that's he's Norwegian, but it's near Sweden, so it's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. God almighty. Her feet are...
I'm called the Kings of the Podcast.
That's good stuff. Yes, I think that is probably exactly what Espen sounds like. Let's see, a comedy breakdown. I did some shows.
You did.
I did.
You saw a show. You did a show last night that I missed.
Actually. You did, actually. Yeah. But before we get to that, let's talk about Friday. Friday at Winter Circle in Lakeland was unbelievable.
Why was it unbelievable?
It was just such a big show. The place was packed out.
Uh-huh.
Everybody was super excited to be there. There was nobody that was brought there unwillingly.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Yes. Winter Circle in Lakeland. I know what you're doing now. Sorry. There you go. Didn't get that in there.
But let's go back to the nobody was brought there unwillingly thing.
You know how sometimes when you go to a comedy show, some people, like last night, for instance, at the Canoe Creek, which was awesome. I'll explain more of that later.
Canoe Creek is when you turn her over and... No.
Here we go again. But I'm just starting to get an image of where that was going.
Yeah.
And there was going to be water involved.
Oh, yeah. Yep,
and,
yeah.
You get a bottle of water, pour it down her hair, and smack her with a paddle.
God almighty. So anyway, last night at Canoe Creek, there were several tables there that seemed like they didn't want to be there. Like they weren't listening.
Right,
so you
right,
get those
right,
kind
right.
of
yeah,
people
there was
in the crowd.
Like I did see the last comedian and people were just talking through a set.
Yep, just talking through it, don't care, whatever.
And he was pretty funny.
He was, yeah. But on Friday night at Winter Circle, everybody was there and they were excited about it and it rocked. I mean, from the beginning, from the moment that I stepped on stage and I was hosting, so I was the first one up. From the moment I stepped on stage and started talking to him to the very end of the headliner,
they were laughing their asses off into it, loving awesome. It. And by the end of it, everybody was shaking hands and going out the door. Got to give a huge thanks to James Yon, the headliner. Awesome guy.
Now, is he Oriental?
James Yon?
Yeah.
No, he's African American. But
his last
know.
Name's Yon.
And it's Y-O-N. I don't...
Black and Yon.
Right? What's going on there?
Is he Tiger Woods Black and Yon?
He might be. I don't know.
Does he have any kind of...
He might have some kind of Puerto Rican
well,
or
does
something
he, what does his eyes look like? Are they kind of slanted?
A little bit.
Yeah.
When he's like
have you
drunk.
Seen him drive?
Not, no.
Okay.
Does he carry a camera around?
Does he, yeah, does he carry...
you take
how is,
picture.
How is he with laundry?
Oh, my... Can I talk about this for a second?
Oh, my God.
I did a...
I'm a racist.
I did a show on Friday... And it was for a corporate event, and there were all divisions of the corporation: North America, Europe, and Japan.
Uh huh.
And they get to the award section of the show, where the president from the Japanese sector comes on stage,
and they had to get a couple of phone books out because he couldn't see him over the podium.
Oh. Wow.
No, there was no podium. He was in luck. Okay. But no, he came out and people start getting awards, and I shit you not, 20 Asians come to the front row with cameras and get on their knees and start
right.
taking pictures.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm just staring at him like, what kind of stereotype are you trying to fulfill here?
I mean,
it was his own personal Japarazzi.
Wow. Holy moly. Holy moly. Either
no,
way.
No.
Japarazzi!
Holy moly.
We are going to hell. We're going straight to hell.
No,
God.
Godzilla's going to come.
Godzilla! Anyway, so James Yon, who is not Asian to my knowledge at right. all, did a great job as a headliner. Tommy O'Neill was
Yeah, have you
the,
seen his penis?
According to him, you know.
According to him, it's huge.
No, small. You know, he's a comedian.
Definitely
no comedian. Asian. No comedian will ever have a huge cock.
Right, because that's not funny.
No, it's not funny. Yeah. A huge cock is like, you know, I'm cool. I'm Mr. Big Cock. Look at my cock. I got a
no comedy.
Freaking common cock and balls.
You know, sure. It's kind of funny and, when you say it.
Yeah, but nobody. Yeah, it's not funny at all. So you always have small wiener.
Right.
But Tommy O'Neill, the featured comedian, was there that night.
Hey!
He was awesome as well.
Didn't he call in a couple of weeks ago?
He did. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
And we had a good time
like
with him.
I like that guy.
Then, now, let's talk about last night at Canoe Creek.
Let's do.
Canoe Creek
I
Sports
I like that
Tavern.
Little place.
That little place was awesome.
It was in a strip mall somewhere in St. Cloud.
Yes, somewhere.
I've never spent any time in St. Cloud.
It's on Canoe Creek Road
it's
in
on
St. in St. Cloud.
Gotcha.
And it's called Canoe Creek Sports Tavern.
Uh-huh.
Now, can I tell you my story about how I got there?
Let's hear it.
And I just only have this one part that's really of any interest, but there's no good way to get there from where we're at.
Right.
Like, if you lived in Orlando, you know, you can pretty much take... I-4 to the turnpike and get
sure.
on the turnpike and go straight down to St. Cloud. But where we're at, here in Davenport, you got to go up and over and
yep.
around your asshole.
Yeah.
And somewhere in there, you make a U-turn around your elbow and
yeah.
then you'll end up in St. Cloud.
And the speed limits fluctuate throughout the entire trip.
Exactly. So it was all back roads. I mean, it was ridiculous back roads getting through. Now, we could have, I know Zach is over here looking at MapQuest right now, but we could have gone, you know, I-4 to 192 and come all the way down, but
yeah.
that's like, you
that's
know,
far.
Million. Yeah,
that's what I did.
It's out of the way, and it's 100 million stoplights.
Yeah.
So I took back country roads, basically, to get
right.
there. And I went through, ended up driving through downtown Kissimmee. Now, like you said, the speed limit fluctuates a
sure.
lot, right? So like when I'm on this, you know, dark two-lane highway, it was 60. And then as you come to a light, you know, it goes down to 45. Then you get to Kissimmee, downtown Kissimmee, and it's a very small town, but it's got a nice little downtown area.
Yeah.
And it goes from 45, which I was doing.
Yeah.
And then it very quickly goes to 35.
Right.
And then I swear to God, not 10 feet after 35 mile per hour post
yeah.
was a giant speed hump. In the yeah. middle of the regular main street, in the middle of a main thoroughfare. I'm not talking about, you know, driving through a neighborhood
so
and they
two
got
people
speed
were having sex in the street really fast.
No, God.
You're trying
it.
To start a fire.
No, I'm talking about like the giant speed
I got
hump.
You.
That,
sure.
Yeah. No, it, can you I hit that thing going about 30 miles per hour. I thought my whole car was just going to fall apart.
Yeah.
It was going to look like a Fred Flintstone cartoon where it like hits and like all the wheels go in different directions.
Right.
Note to self, get Twinkle Toes toes sound effect.
Yes, exactly. But I couldn't believe, who was the genius that thought, you know what we can do? We'll get a speed hump and we'll put it right in the middle of a main thoroughfare. That will make them go slower.
I guess that's the mayor of Kissimmee. I didn't know he was retarded.
He is. And then when were we done? I won 100 green M&Ms. Yeah. What?
That voice. Whoever you got that voice from works with me at my job, my full-time job.
Yeah. Really?
Not doing what I do, but he works at a theater, mm-hmm. and he is like an usher, right?
Okay.
But he's been with the company long enough that he's become a trainer.
Oh boy!
Is he mentally challenged?
No, he's just.
You take
he just has a speech impediment,
and he talks like this. Whenever somebody asks you to go in the bathroom, make sure you point with two fingers.
No, it gets worse. He's with two elderly people who are clearly just doing this for funsies.
Uh huh.
And he's training them. He's like, when you get the people, you move them down here, and you sit them in row E. Row what?
So he's got a hair lip.
I feel so bad for him because the two old people are just kind of looking at each other.
They're like,
say,
what?
B, C, D, P, what does he say?
I don't know, man. I just thought it was the dumbest thing I'd ever seen in my life. I've never driven through a downtown area where the
Haven't
speed limit.
We spent time in downtown Kissimmee? Isn't there a bar down there?
I've never been. You may have.
I have. There's a few bars down there that are really cool.
Yeah, it is actually looks like a really neat little area, but I just couldn't believe it. 30 mile per hour speed limit, and in the middle of all of it, these giant, and I don't mean little ones, I'm talking about these giant, like, I felt like Dukes of Hazzard, man.
Yeah.
Like, I swear, the time stopped for a minute, and some old hick started going, well, there goes Mike riding over the speed hump. Them Duke boys don't know what they're getting themselves into this time.
And that's impressive. I would have thought with your old man mobile that the suspension would have just taken it.
It did, but it scared the living shit out of me.
Because you're an old man.
What a douche. So anyway, but we got to Canoe Creek, and it was awesome. It was a little outdoor area. I definitely wish you could have been there because it was a cool pub.
It was a nice cool little pub.
And it was all outdoors. They had like the Christmas lights outside.
Yeah,
I like that. I don't
like
know
that
why.
Too.
Christmas, you know, it sets the ambiance.
Sure.
But it was tough to get everybody, you know, listening, but it ended up being a great show.
Though they probably, kind of like the Wheelhouse, they don't have comedy there very often,
right?
So
exactly.
People don't know how to act.
Exactly.
They're usually there, and they're used to talking, and so they do what they usually do.
You just yell at them.
I'm funnier than you are! You shut your mouth and listen to me!
Yeah, exactly. That's definitely the Wheelhouse right there. Anyway,
did that get said at the Wheelhouse?
Oh, yeah, several times.
Are you kidding me?
Several times.
Somebody yelled out, I'm funnier than you are.
Dude,
shut up and listen to me.
This old guy named Dr. Phil used to come up and take the microphone from the host.
At Wheelhouse?
Yeah. And say, well, we came here to see a comedy show, and none of these guys are funny.
Really?
So I'm going to tell you some jokes.
And they
then
he
would tell you all these awful, like, back, you know, schoolyard, playground jokes.
Like what?
Back when I was a kid, my papa's name was Joe, and my mama's name was Diane, and we were sitting there at the playground playing with the ball. And it keep going on. Like
I would have yelled, fuck you, throughout the entire thing.
Fuck you.
Fuck you!
Fuck you. Sorry.
It was stuck.
Great. It was a lot of fun, though. The show,
yeah.
My set went really well. There was a couple of people that had really good sets, and then there were other people that the audience wouldn't shut up and listen. But big thanks to Gus Zuniga and...
Guess what?
Zuniga.
What?
Zuniga.
Guess what?
Zuniga. Zuniga? Maybe it's Zuniga.
Gus Zuniga?
Gus Zuniga, yeah. And that's his name, people. Do not get mad at me.
Is
that
he
is his name.
An African American?
No, he is not.
What is he?
He is
Blackaccino.
He's Blackaccino, actually.
He's Blackaccino?
I've met him.
I know the guy.
Yeah, he's like, he looks Jewish.
So he likes rice and fried chicken.
No. God almighty, man. People are like writing into the FCC. Can we complain to these people?
Nope.
We don't have any control over them. Anyway.
The FCC are all Jewish.
Anyway, Gus and Mark Viola put that on. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, fellas.
Now, we do have you every week doing trivia.
Doing trivia at Star Island Resort in downtown, not downtown Kissimmee, but off of 192 in Kissimmee.
Downtown tourist hell.
Yeah.
Yes, no kidding. God, the traffic on that road is unbelievable.
That's why
any time of the day. Doesn't matter.
I shit you not, I used to live across the street from that resort.
Why?
It was miserable.
I can't imagine.
I spent most of the time on a cruise ship, but when I was back, it was awful.
Yeah, I hate 192. Yeah, that's why
all the way up and down, north and south 192, it's just bad.
Yeah, that's why I took the back roads to get over to Canoe Creek.
Regardless, you should still go to Star Island because it is worth the trip.
It is. Well, you don't, and you don't have to be a guest to come up and drink at the bar and hang out and play some trivia, you know?
And you can win your bar tab.
And you can win your bar tab, absolutely. You can.
We're actually going to play some trivia here to close out the first segment. But before we do, I have this great little story here that I want to get your opinion on. There was a survey that went out, and it asked, what is your best, and I'm quoting here, yep, that's why I'm single moment. Now, I know that you both are in a relationship. I'm dating someone now. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Is that official?
What?
No, I'm dating. We're dating. We're not.
So you're admitting that it's gone a step at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a big step.
We are seeing each other.
Okay.
But nothing is, you know, set in stone, but I know she listens.
You are seeing her with her clothes off, and she is seeing you fall asleep before she's done.
No, she is all right with my
snoring. Have you slept with her in a bed, like fallen asleep
Have you guys spent
God
the night
almighty,
together?
Why did I
what?
Bring this
No,
crap?
It's just you questions.
It moving on.
No, not moving on.
Why can't we?
Why can't we ask questions?
Yes,
what's wrong?
Yes.
I got 5 hours on a freaking dinner. You're getting a little bit on this.
Yes, I have slept with her in a bed. Just sleep. Why?
Did she fart while she was sleeping?
No, but I did.
Of course he did.
Did she notice?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She told me about it the next day.
Yeah. She was able to sleep next to you because you snore the paint off of the ceiling.
Oh, that was well timed, too. He had just taken a sip of beer.
Yeah, I know that I do. And yes, she put up with it.
Wow.
I know.
All right.
But it was only once, and it hasn't happened again. Is that what
pretty much. She's like, I'll do it one time, and that's it. Anyway, this is a survey that went out asking for single men, what is your best, yep, that's why I'm single moment. I have a really good one.
Let's hear it.
When I clip my toenails or my fingernails, I just let them fall on the carpet.
Okay, well, yeah, you're going to...
No,
I don't
because
see
that's disgusting.
That.
That's disgusting.
We've done the treats before. I thought you meant like one specific moment. Like
yeah, like a moment when you went, where you did something and you were like, oh boy, that's definitely why I'm single. Like if a girl came over and like was barefoot on your carpet and felt a little crispy, she would be like, what the hell is that? And she picks up a clipped off toenail. That's disgusting.
But you're a single guy.
No, but that's perfect. That shows her why you need a woman in your life.
That's what I'm saying. There's why I'm single. Do you guys have anything like that?
It's my entire act when it bombs every time.
And that's why I'm single. What about you?
Getting naked and drunk, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. You know. You're definitely
not necessarily in that order.
But like, the funny thing is, though, is that has worked for me.
Right.
For
oh,
some
yeah.
Reason.
It's gotten you.
All the stupid crap that I used to do, girls were like, oh, well, it's funny.
So cute.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm naked, I'm drunk, and look at my balls. And and they're like, I want to do him.
It's totally true,
I don't
man.
Get it. I, don't
I have
get...
seen it in action. Yeah. It's totally true. In fact, John also is a farter. A farter. Hold
oh,
on.
God. He's going to tell this story.
He's a farter from way back. And this was back when John was way, way single. So, Stephanie, if you're listening, this is way long time ago. But we had this girl over. We were having a party, but she was just one of the people that was there. But we were all hanging out late. Everybody had gone home. And there was just the three of us. And John farted.
Oh,
this
by the way, she was pissed drunk.
She
too.
Was pissed drunk. That's why she was staying, because she could not drive. But John farted.
Hold on. The two of you go, oh, she's drunk. She's pissed drunk. I think we got a chance.
No, you
stick around. No, sweetheart, you can't drive home. No. That is dangerous.
No.
Right over here on the sofa
next to
the mic.
No, she chose to stick around. Anyway, you're getting aside from the point. John let one go, and it was horrid. It was horrid.
It's pretty bad when I do that.
It was so bad that she ended up
throwing up.
Yes.
And John couldn't think of anything else to do. So he runs and grabs a coffee cup and brings it back to her. So
and then she puked in the coffee
cup.
She's
sitting on the floor, like Indian style, throwing up into this coffee cup because it smelled so bad.
That's amazing.
And then I took her into my bedroom and had sex with her.
Yes!
I wasn't even going to say that.
We just went overtime on fart and throw up.
I know. I'm sorry. We'll do trivia when we get back. Really quickly, I'm just going to run down over what some of these good ones are off the survey. I was bored one night, so I bought a bunch of balloons, came home, and spent 4 or 5 hours learning to make balloon animals.
Oh.
In the afterglow, surrounded by my little rubber friends, I wondered what the hell I'd just done.
Damn.
I don't even know. Just this morning, I realized I'd been washing my clothes with Cascade dish soap for the past few months.
Wow.
That's why I'm single. My job title on Facebook was Dungeon Master for about 2.5 years.
Oh,
that
wow.
may have been it. Number four, I was on a date and had an itch on my chin. I scratched it, and it turned out to be one of those zits that just bleeds and bleeds. And that wasn't the first time I'd had an uncontrollable pimple bleed on a date.
Oh,
there
no.
you go. And last one, I caught my reflection in the TV after I dropped my spoon on the floor, and I started digging my finger into the jar of peanut butter to get the last bit out. What?
What?
I caught my reflection in the TV after I dropped my spoon on the floor, and I'd started digging my finger into the jar of peanut butter to get the last bit out.
I'm not sure I understand what that means exactly.
The guy's single. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to do some trivia with John. That's coming up, and a ton more here on Kings of the Podcastle.
Kid giving you a hard time? Ever wish they just didn't exist? Come on down to Ariel Castro's Extended Stay Daycare. We'll pick your kid up straight from the bus stop. No need to drop him off. Kid too into technology? Here they can't even access a phone. Unexpected weight gain on your child? We'll beat it out of them. Either that or every 9 months we'll take a dip in the kiddie pool. Your child will learn to speak Spanish, such as...
Silence, bitch.
Silencio, puta.
Your kid's skin will look silky smooth when they leave our extended stay daycare as all outside light is blocked.
Get away from the front door.
A la house de la puerta.
Our prices are so low, we keep them in the basement.
Shut that damn baby up.
Cállate, el bebé. Goddamn.
Ariel Castro's extended stay daycare. We're already watching your child. Why not pay us?
Take off your clothes and prepare to receive my seed.
Andale.
We are the Kings of the Podcastle. Welcome back. We're at episode 48 here. We were supposed to do something. Oh, yeah. We were supposed to name last week's episode.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Forgot.
We forgot. Whatever. Make sure you check us out at kingsofthepodcastle.com. Hopefully you have downloaded this podcast on iTunes or your podcast app. Give us a rating on there if you don't mind. That would be awesome. You can check us out on Stitcher, of course, and right now we're broadcasting live on ustream.tv. As we will every time that we record a podcast, we will also broadcast it live via the internet.
You know, so, I got to hand it to Johnny. This is
what's
a
up?
Pretty cool song.
Oh,
thank
yeah,
you.
This is a great song. Mm.
Old Joyful Sinners.
Such a sweet, sultry voice.
Thank you.
There's a lot of reverb in there.
There is.
Hall. Yeah.
Did you just
like
record
hall.
It in a bathroom? Is that what you did?
No, we recorded in a studio.
You know, when I first started living and hanging out with John, though, he would go into the bathroom when he was drunk and play his guitar.
Yes.
And he would close the door, and I would be like, dude, what the hell are you doing? He goes, it sounds better than in there, dude.
It does.
It probably
it sounds
does,
better.
Yeah.
It really does.
No, I'm sure it does, but really, whenever you're playing the guitar for yourself at home.
I used to do that all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Just go into the bathroom and play the guitar.
That's how you get good.
El Pupo?
El Pupo.
No, I would go in the bathroom strictly for that purpose.
Just go in the bathroom and play the guitar.
Now, would you start in the bathroom sometimes and then maybe decide... Yeah, I got a shit.
I don't remember, to be honest.
Or maybe I feel like rubbing one out.
No, never rubbed one. Well, that's not true.
You've rubbed one out on your guitar?
No, not on my guitar, but I've rubbed one out in the bathroom.
Yeah, well, who hasn't?
Who hasn't?
I mean, seriously, man or woman.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
There's some rubbing going on. In fact, they invented those shower handles that, like, you know.
Yeah. Chicks dig it.
Oh, is that for chicks?
I guess. Oh, damn. All right, without further ado, it's time for some trivia with John Donovan. Here we go.
Are you ready? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this next edition of Trivia with John Donovan. That's me, by the way.
That is you, yeah.
All right, it's only Zach and Mike today.
And I think I'm still the grand champion.
No,
right
you
now.
Lost last week.
I did not lose.
I think Greg won.
No, Greg called in and won, got one right.
Okay, that's right.
And I kicked everyone's
actually,
ass.
I think I have last week's results somewhere in my little book here.
Uh-huh.
And I can't find it right
Today's
now?
Trivia segment is brought to you by Earth Trivia. Please check out earthtrivia.com.
Earthtrivia.com. And come see me at Star Island Resort Thursday evenings, 5 till 7.
There you go.
Happy hour. Happy hour. It is now happy hour.
Is he out of the hospital?
He is.
He is out of the hospital.
And they got him all cleared of any cancerous.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it was?
He's all good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, gentlemen.
I thought he was just trying to sell him a trivia show. I thought that's just...
Yeah, we need one in the ER.
Yeah. You know, to kind of buzz in kind of deal with your name.
All right.
Okay. Here we go.
Here is question number one. Which U.S. state is known as America's Dairyland State? Zach.
Wisconsin.
Very good,
wow,
Zach.
Wow, very nicely done.
Okay, what city was formerly known as New Amsterdam?
Zach. New Jersey.
Wrong. Damn. City, not state.
Damn it. Oh, dude. Zach.
Idiot.
Zach.
No, you can't answer twice. I gotta have a chance.
Philadelphia is wrong.
Damn, will you repeat the question, please?
I will. What city
uh-huh.
is formerly known as New Amsterdam?
New Amsterdam?
Formerly known as New Amsterdam.
Boston.
Wrong.
Damn it. Damn it!
You guys don't know this?
Zach.
I really don't know.
Zach.
Pittsburgh.
No.
Is it a Pennsylvania state?
No, it's not. God, you guys are idiots.
Is it a city in the United States?
Yes. Think about history.
Oh, New York.
It is New York.
Ha! That doesn't count!
Why doesn't it count? Two for Zach.
I just said, why not it count?
Do you guys know why? Do you guys know why it was called New Amsterdam?
Because a lot of people from Amsterdam came there?
The Dutch used to own New York.
Okay. Oh.
And then the English bought it, I think. Yeah, I'm bought it. Yeah.
I'm bored.
Okay. So there. Okay, well, I'm so sorry. God. We'll learn something. All right, here we go. Question number three, gentlemen. Johnny Depp, Christina Ricci, and Christopher Walken all starred in what movie together?
Man.
Zach. Edward Scissorhands?
No.
Ooh, that's a good one. Hold on. Johnny Depp, Christina Ricci.
And Christopher Walken.
And Christopher Walken were all
together in one movie.
Man. What is the movie? Benny and June?
Not Benny and June.
Is it that drug movie?
Wasn't a drug movie.
Oh.
It's actually a fairy tale-ish kind of thing. Kind of took place in the 1700s, 1800s.
Zach? Alice in Wonderland?
No.
Peter Pan, Jack, Peter.
Peter, Jack. Peter, Jack. Peter's Pan. Jacking off.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
No? No.
There was a movie, Lost in Neverland.
No.
Never Again in Land.
No.
Never. What is the movie where he played the guy that wrote Peter Pan?
That's not the movie I'm talking about, but I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Zach, do you give up?
I give up.
Mike, you give up? It was Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, son of a bitch! God!
Okay. Here's your next one, boys. Okay. What is the violin called when used in a country music?
Mike.
That's a fiddle. One for Mike.
Also, if you're going to play in Texas, you need to have a fiddle in the band.
That is true.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
You idiot.
Okay, here we go. Who played the Russian boxer in Rocky?
Mike.
Dolph Lundgren, one for Mike. We are now tied up.
I never would have gotten that. You could have given me all the time in the world.
Here is your tiebreaker question. There's
not more?
Well, there can be more.
Yeah, make it more.
All right.
Okay.
Jesus.
Who is taking over Jay Leno's spot on the Tonight Show? Mike.
Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah,
yo.
You were ahead, Mr. Lee.
Good thing that wasn't a tiebreaker.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Here's your next one. Hold on. Stand by.
Standing by. Wow.
Very nice. Who was the president in the year 2000?
Zach. George W. Bush.
Wrong.
Damn it.
Wow.
Zach. Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton.
No, you don't get to answer twice in a row.
What? You didn't chime in.
Your name. But I was thinking.
I should have time to think. What I smelt burning?
I should have time to think.
So we're tied up now, right?
You were once again tied up, gentlemen.
You guys are cock
wars. You are an idiot. Okay.
I hate you both.
Here is for the big win. Are you ready, gentlemen?
Uh-huh, I'm ready.
In court cases, what is the 9-letter word for the person who institutes a suit against a...
Zach!
Mike! Oh, son of a...
Zach.
Plaintiff.
Plaintiff for the win! Oh! Yeah! Yeah, buddy!
Oh! Take that!
Good job, you bastard. Miss...
Hot dog, you're the wiener.
Yes. Just to prove that I am the smartest yet again.
Zach is the man.
Very good, gentlemen. That was fun.
That was
so
good.
Anyway, just to wrap it up, Star Island Resort every Thursday night, 5 till 7. John Donovan hosting. Lots of fun, drinking, and some trivia.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, we're moving on then, I guess. Let's see here. I hope that I have this stuff in order. That's a lot of fun. I love doing the trivia.
That is
yeah,
good.
It is fun.
It is fun. Have you guys ever cut into a piece of cake, bitten into a hamburger, opened up a can of food, and found something that wasn't supposed to be there?
Oh, I was in first grade, and the kid across from me, we had like the square pizza, you know, they make the big sheet of pizza, and they cut it into like rectangles. And
yeah.
Yeah, the kid in front of me got one of those and peeled back the cheese, and no lie, there was a cockroach inside.
No!
Crunchy! That's never any good. I do have a similar story where it was pasta, though, and there was a cockroach wing.
Ew,
there was the wing of a cockroach in
there. Throw-up city.
That's just have you Parmesan. Ever done that?
No, it's not Parmesan now.
Parmesan.
This guy, Joseph Valenti, he was turning 96, and he wanted a slice of his favorite German apple ring cake.
Apple ring cake.
Yeah, from King Koolen. What the hell? It's a
King Koolen.
King Koolen supermarket.
Das
there you go.
King Koolen apple ring cake.
Is that his good?
But apparently, whenever he cut into it, he saw what he thought was maybe just a ring of black mold.
Yeah.
But he quickly realized when he found the 5-inch long tail that he had a rat.
No!
There was a rat.
Ah! You dirty rat.
You dirty rat. You messed up my birthday cake.
Oh, I really
would you like
power.
Some rat pie?
Keep going. I gotta go.
Zach's gotta go.
You're actually gonna throw up?
No,
he's covered. He's covered in beer because you screaming into the microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
but there's a rat in the pie.
A rat in the pie. Yeah. Yes. images of the cake show a pointed cord-like appendage baked into the cake, surrounded by black swirls.
How do you not see that? when you're baking the cake and you take it out of the stove, you know, isn't it a little lumpy on that one side?
Lloyd Singer, who was a spokesman for the store, said that the outlet had no known rodent issues. And that the store was conducting an internal investigation. This was, of course, reported to the New York Post. So thank you, New York Post.
Let me tell you, if there was ever a reason to watch us live, it was just that. Me puking beer all over myself.
It better not be in the keyboard.
It might be.
Oh, boy. You guys watch the hockey?
Rats. Easy.
You're not allowed to drink anything over there anymore. You guys pay attention to the hockey in the Olympics right now?
I'm kind of following a little bit. Last I saw, we have most medals, but we don't have the most gold. I think Germany is top. I could be
that's
completely
German
wrong.
Ring cake of gold.
I'd like to paint his hoo-hoo gold. the Canadian men's hockey team, of course, beat USA in the semifinals. Damn it. But now they're going on.
And the
to
Canadian women's hockey team beat USA too.
I believe that's correct. Yes, but they're going on to play Sweden in the finals. But they're going to have a number of watering holes apparently around the city.
We're going to play the hockey against the Americans.
But apparently, 13 local licensed establishments have applied to open their doors early so that people could watch the game there. That number grew to 26 just after Canada's win over the United States, and more are expected to follow suit. This is all happening in Canada. They're basically opening up during the time
right.
that it's airing so that people can go in so at 3 in the morning.
Yeah,
whatever, and start drinking and watching the game.
They're drinking at 6 in the morning?
Bars allowed to open at 5 a.m. for gold medal
yes.
hockey game. So, yeah, 5 in the morning. You can go to bed early, get up early, and go watch the game and start drinking in Canada if you are
and have your what's the
Canadian
beer they drink up there?
Molson.
Is it Molson or is it Blue Label something?
Blue Labatt.
Labatt. It's pretty good beer, actually.
Is it? No,
yeah.
I think it's all
yeah,
crap.
Yeah, but Molson is the one with the – it's just the logo is the Canadian flag.
Right.
The Canadian flag is white with a maple leaf, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, then that's their logo.
It often looks like the inside of Mike Lee's underpants.
What? Oh. What's wrong? I don't understand. What happened? What? There's nothing wrong with that. I don't know, though. I would not. I don't care how much I like the sport. There's no way I'm getting up at 5 in the morning to go drink at a bar.
I know, but it's Canada. Their sport is hockey, and they're diehard up there.
Wait, you
know?
Get up at 5 in the morning to go to work.
Yeah, but I'm not going to go drinking at the bar and watch a game.
No, but if you were on the way to work, wouldn't you just stop by and say, hey.
No, and especially if my boss is listening. What do you guys think about circumcised to uncircumcised? Which one do you think that
I don't know, women, Mike. Which one do you prefer?
Which one do you think that women find to be more attractive?
You know, obviously.
Do you ever think to yourself, I wish that I was uncircumcised?
No.
No. Have you ever seen an uncircumcised dick?
You ever seen a grown man naked?
You ever see? Hey, Billy, you ever seen a grown man naked? It always seems like they have bigger schlongs, though.
No, it's
like
just,
you don't think that the doc might have accidentally cut off a little too much?
No.
No, it's just the skin. It's not.
Yeah,
it's
the skin. Okay, here's my reasoning. Okay, listen to this now. The foreskin is like folds over the head, right?
Yeah.
So if you snip that off, there's going to be that, you know, that incision there.
Right.
The incision, right? So then that scars and grows back. Now your penis, as you get older, starts to grow, but
sure.
It doesn't have as much room to grow because you cut away all of its excess skin that it could stretch out. You see what I'm saying?
So if I put a turtleneck on, does my head get bigger?
No, you just look ridiculous.
You'd look like a homo. Ah, that was not cool.
That
Why would
cool.
I say that word? That was dumb.
Faggot.
We prefer
Sorry.
F word for gays, please.
Okay.
F word for gays.
Yes.
F for gays.
Anyway, according to a new survey, more than 1,000 women, it was of more than 1,000 women in the
and
U.S.
And it's not fabulous.
Only 3% say that they prefer a man who is uncut.
Yeah.
54% of women say they like a guy who is circumcised, and 33% have no preference.
That's clearly an American study.
And then, of course, 10%.
Because the rest of the world, I don't think, does circumcise. But, however, when you don't circumcise,
mm-hmm.
you know, gunky and stuff.
Dirty
all,
and smelly.
No, you
smells
can
like John's mom.
If you don't wash, if you don't take a shower, you pull the skin back, wash it, and then put the skin back.
So my mom smells like uncircumcised penis is what you're saying.
Well, that's what she's going after all the time.
You got to wonder, though. In the Damn it. No. I'm trying to have an intelligent conversation about foreskin.
Good luck, buddy. Good luck to you.
What the hell? You know, in the evolution of humankind,
yeah?
What purpose do you think foreskin was supposed to serve?
Protection.
Protection from what?
Critters?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Long grass?
Long
you
grass?
You ever had your penis bitten by
a critter?
Or a dog or something?
Mine is about the size of a mosquito bite.
Do you want to take a Skype call on circumcision?
Yeah,
yeah,
why
let's
not?
Do it.
Let's do it.
You're on the air with Kings of the Podcastle, and we're talking about circumcision. Who's there?
This is crap.
Oh,
it's God. Oh, boy.
Who is this?
We have a critic.
This is John Caroga.
Oh,
Johnny!
Hey, dude. How you doing?
I've been trying to listen to you on Ustream, so I don't even know what the hell you're talking about. It wouldn't come through. All I heard was music.
Oh, really?
Well, that's because we were on break, douche. Go back and listen again.
What, douchebag? Don't talk shit to me.
Hey, John, are you circumcised or no?
I am not circumcised.
You're not circumcised.
Really? And see, John has a huge wang. Don't you have a huge wang?
It's not huge, but it's decent.
See what I'm saying? Now here's my theory, man. If you cut back the skin whenever they're babies, and then they grow up, and the penis starts to grow, you've taken away the stretching room for the penis to grow. So thereby,
is that what your excuse is?
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't think, no, it doesn't work that way. What they do is they just cut the extra skin, and you still have your bottom part that works. So the thing that happens to me is when I get erect, I can say that on the radio, right?
Yeah. Of course.
I'm just giving you shit. It just looks like I'm not circumcised anymore, but when it shrinks, it's definitely an anteater.
Wow.
I don't know, man. I just have this weird theory in my brain. I think it makes your penis smaller.
John, when you take your pants down and women look at it, are they off-put by it? Do you have to like convince them? He's like, no, I cleaned it. Don't worry about it. Or is there a discussion that happens?
So that's kind of the point what I was saying. When I'm aroused, it doesn't make a difference. It looks completely normal.
When they
grab it, it might have a little extra skin for them to play with, but it looks completely just regular.
Do you think that
I was circumcised?
I have heard
this. So after a few times of me having sex with a girl, they're not complaining about that, and then they see me wake up in the morning and they see an anteater, they're like, well, I'll deal with that if he's banging me this good.
Right.
But now I have heard that that uncircumcised men like myself are more sensitive. And therefore will, you have a problem with premature ejaculation.
Are you trying to say you have a problem with premature ejaculation, Mike?
No.
I've heard the opposite.
Oh, is it the opposite?
Because the head of my penis is always covered by skin. So uh-huh. It's not rubbing up against my pants or anything. The head of your penis is always exposed, so you lose sensitivity because it's always touching something. Right.
Okay, that does make sense. Okay, gotcha. I had heard that before. So I can't use that as an excuse.
Get back to your beautiful, awesome show.
Why? Why are you letting us go?
Well, I don't have to.
Oh, okay. Well, what? What else? What did you actually call for? I'm sorry.
No, just to talk shit.
Oh, okay. Okay. You know what did you do today? Since you didn't come and help me paint that float.
I made some delicious food. But before I get to that, let me finish saying what I was talking about.
Okay.
My older cousin, he got circumcised at an older age.
Oh boy.
Why would you do that?
Well, he
calamari
didn't. He didn't like that his looked different than everybody else's.
Yeah,
and he totally regrets it.
What is he going to like Roman baths or something?
Yeah, how does that even work, man?
What do you mean? How does it work?
Why was he worried about like what? What situation was he
put in? I don't
know.
Why are you talking about it now? You guys are all uncircumcised, and you've never dealt with being circumcised.
There was a survey.
A thing in his head. He was like, I want to be like everybody else, I guess.
Well, there's a survey that's out right now that says, according to a survey of more than 1,000 women in the U.S., only 3% say that they prefer a man who's uncut. 54% of women say that they want a guy who is circumcised.
Okay. Tell me how many of those girls are at the bar, drunk as fuck, wanting to go home and have sex, and all of a sudden pull your pants on and go, oh! He's uncircumcised. I'm not going to do this. Yeah, bullshit.
Well, good point. You're getting down on your knees and going. There you go. All right.
What are you going to do?
Well, certainly do appreciate you calling in. You want to hang out for a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I'm down
line. All right. Well, we're gonna actually take a break right now. So if you'll hang out with us, or you can call back in like 5 minutes. But whenever we come back, we're going to get into our ridiculous news as if it hasn't already gotten ridiculous enough. We'll be back with that here and more and Kings of the Podcast. So that's us. Okay, bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Breaking Bad is over, but there is a sequel, Walking Bad, starring Flynn and a new scientific criminal genius.
My dad's dead. Who's gonna take care of us? I know. I'll cook meth too. But what genius scientist will help me cook?
Hello, I'm Stephen Hawking. Let's cook meth.
I've got homework. When will we be done?
We're done when I say we're done.
Sundays at 9 p.m. It's Walking Bad.
Mommy, hate is unacceptable. So condescending, unnecessarily critical. I have the tendency of getting very physical. So watch your step, cause if I do, you need a miracle. You dream of dying, make me wonder why I'm even here. The double vision I was seeing is finally clear. You want to stay, but you know very well I want you gone. Not fit to fucking tread the ground that I am walking on. The panic is cold, I'm
We are the Kings of the Podcastle. Welcome to episode 48. We were supposed to do something, and that something was named last week's episode.
Oops.
Yeah, that's all right.
I think that's the name. Last week's episode.
Yeah, there you go. I was a little late today, and Zach couldn't find last week's title.
Just a little.
Yeah. So he couldn't remember what we were supposed to do. He just knew that we were supposed to do something. So that ended up being the title of this episode. check us out on kingsofthepodcastle.com. Thank you for joining us. If you're on Ustream.tv listening live, we appreciate that. We're, of course, available on Stitcher and iTunes. Make sure you go there and give us a review. Give us a review. We haven't gotten a good review in a while.
And haven't gotten any reviews.
We haven't gotten any reviews. Okay. We haven't gotten any reviews, but we haven't gotten a review in so long. I'd love to see one pop up and see what people are thinking. You guys know, you've heard of this punk rock grunge band Pussy Riot, right?
Yeah.
Over in Russia. John, right. You told the backstory.
I saw a documentary on them. It's actually more of a movement than it is a group, you know?
Yeah, it's, okay. It's when you flip her on her side.
Here we go.
And come cavalcading towards it, bearing torches and pitchforks.
God almighty. Wow. Okay. Are they demanding better wages? Is that what they're doing? With the riot, the pussy riot.
Oh yeah,
okay. God, whatever. All right, John, tell us what the pussy riot is.
So here's what
please.
The pussy riot is. What happened? I believe it was a couple of years ago. These girls that are part of Pussy Riot went into the Russian Orthodox Church, which is the big. It's basically Catholicism.
Okay.
And they went in there, set up their stuff, and just started rocking out. And they're basically an anti-government kind of thing.
Sure.
So the cops came in.
Man, bro.
Totally.
Yeah.
The cops came in, swooped them up, cuffed them and stuffed them, and they've been in prison ever since.
Cuffed them and stuffed them.
Cuffed them and stuffed them.
That's when.
That's when old Cletus cuffed them and stuffed them.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've been in prison ever since. They just recently got out. And
okay.
It's a big thing.
Is this them?
I don't.
That's not the right song, but that's,
I don't think so.
This is the incident in question.
I don't think this is the right song at all.
It's not.
Let me see if I skip forward and get anything.
But,
or is it just going to be more
But
awful?
Yeah, they wear like brightly colored dresses.
Yeah, there is it.
That's them.
I don't understand.
Of course not. It's in Russian, you dumbass. And that's what they interrupted.
Okay.
But there was like this whole prayer thing going on and...
They're mocking the prayer. That's what it is.
Yeah. They were basically mocking religion and, you know, Putin's his way he runs things over
gotcha.
There.
Putin.
You know?
Uh-huh.
They're very censored.
Uh-huh.
You know, they want more freedom of speech and
freedom of
religion and
yeah.
stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So these girls went to jail.
Riveting.
Putin Pussy Riot.
Okay.
Putin.
Putin.
That's the important thing.
Yeah.
You had something Putin. To talk about? Or
No, the reason why I even bring this thing up, I appreciate you doing the backstory, because I honestly didn't know much about it. I didn't know what was going on. But apparently newscasters everywhere, because of the Sochi, the Olympics being in Sochi,
right.
and all the, you know, talking about Russia and
yeah.
Pussy Riot is all in the news
sure.
right now. So they're having a very hard time saying that, because they can't say pussy on...
They can't?
On the air. Well, I mean, I guess they can, but, you know, if you're a big news organization, technically the FCC isn't going to get you for it, but you try to maintain a certain level of, I don't know, tact.
Sure.
So they choose not to.
So what are they
coming up
them?
With different ones. Are you ready for some of these? And I want to see if you can think of any off the top of your head.
Okay.
One is Vagina Riot.
Okay. Is that what they've been saying on the news?
I don't know. The internet? No, it says the internet has come up with some alternatives
for them. How
about
Vagina Outburst?
Vagina Outburst.
That kind of sounds disgusting,
this
really.
One's pretty good. Cuntastrophe.
Yeah.
clam Calamity.
The Cooter Commotion is in there.
Taco Typhoon.
Yeah.
Snatch Attack.
My goodness. I can't think of one. Oyster Boister. I don't know. No.
Poon Party.
Birth Canal Brouhaha. The Beef Drape Diatribe. What the hell?
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Front Bottom Fracas. Labial Lawlessness.
Uh-huh.
Rosebud Rumble. The Bearded Clam Shenanigans.
I'm going to get a band together, and that's what we're going to be called.
The Bearded Clam Shenanigans?
Yeah. Yes.
How about Muffin Scufflin? Yeah. John just lost
it. I like it.
The Cooch Confrontation.
The Crotch Catastrophe.
Yeah, there you go. The Front Butt Fiasco.
Uh-huh.
The Front Butt Fiasco. I like that one. The Munch Bunch. The Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Violencia Del Volva. Meat Curtain Mayhem. Nookie Disagreement. Honey Pot Havoc. Fanny Free For All. And finally, Tumult Near Mons Pubis.
Wow.
Pubis.
What the hell? Also a great title for a post-apocalyptic sci-fi erotic novel.
Yes.
Anyway, so if you can think of any more, give us a call and tell us. John, if you're still out there, give us a call and tell us your Pussy
you,
Riot.
You still there, John?
Are you there, John?
I am here.
All right. Do you have any idea of a good Pussy Riot alternative?
I have nothing, dude. Those are great. I was thinking of them. I was trying to think of something. They were pretty epic.
Yeah. What are some other words for a vagina really fast? Come on, let's run down them. You said taco.
Right.
Oyster ditch.
In Spanish is a bad one that like we use for like babies.
Uh-huh.
They call it the pescao. So you don't have to say
fish,
like vagina or say bad words. Like you'll call it a little boy's dinghy, a lizard. You're like, that's your lizard. Go leak your lizard. Well, they call it pescao in Spanish, but what it translated to is fish.
Really?
So from an early start to telling a girl that, go wash your damn dirty fish. You
know? Nice.
Damn. Could you call it the fish fry?
I want to say something.
Go ahead.
I have a reason why that you're not getting too many likes on Ustream is because all you see is Zach's ugly face.
Wow.
That's it. I see like Mike diddling with papers and then Zach.
And I'm not even in the picture.
Well, you're back there. You're back there in the back there.
Oh, there I am.
His,
okay.
Like his knee or his thigh gets seen.
Well, we need to put the camera up somewhere else, to be honest. Like we need to actually buy him
nobody
out.
Nobody wants to look at Zach.
We need to buy him out, get it back there somewhere, and put it up where you can see more of the room.
If I had a dog that looked like Zach, I would shave its butt and teach it to walk backwards.
God damn.
But I'm...
I got one of those. There you go.
There we go.
All right, here's a great story coming out. This happened earlier this month, actually, but it's a scheme at Manhattan's Murray Bergtrom, I'm going to say. It's Bergtrom High School for Business Careers, in which failing students could get full credit without attending class. Instead, they would watch a video, and it was like a video lesson thing, and then they would take their tests online.
That's how I get on my parking tickets.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly the same thing, taking that driving class online, right? One school social studies studies teacher had a roster of 475 students.
Wow.
In all grades and subjects. So they tried to defend themselves, the administrators did, right? And they were saying, you know, this is a blended learning program. It's a good thing. You know, we're doing online and live teaching. So they encouraged the students that were part of it to send in emails to the Post, who exposed this story, and defend themselves. And here's what the Post got. They uploaded or printed, published these emails. One junior wrote, "What do you get of giving false accusations? I'm one of the students that has blended learning. I had a course of English, and I passed, and it helped a lot. You're a reported. Your support to get truth information other than starting rumors."
Did he use any punctuation?
He used absolutely none. This is a direct quote. Another one wrote,
comma?
No commas, no nothing.
No Obama.
Another one wrote, now this is supposed to be in defense saying that this program works. And here's what these kids are writing in. Another one wrote, "To deeply criticize a program that has helped many students, especially seniors, to graduate, I should not see no complaints."
So he doesn't
want to
see complaints.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly. And one student said, "The online system beats the classroom because," and this is the quote, "you can digest in the information at your own pace."
Wow.
Eat paste and it's tasty.
I'm saying, man, I think it's going well. Keep it going. Keep doing it. It's good. This happened in Chicago. Orland Park police say a local man and his date turned a cab ride from Rosemont into an erotic adventure and then told the driver that they couldn't pay the $83 fare. Have you guys ever messed around in a cab? Anybody?
I've only ridden a cab a couple times.
No. Yeah. Now, you're from Jersey. You took cabs a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You?
Yeah. Well, not so much in New Jersey where I grew up, but when you go to Manhattan or something, you take a cab.
Now, Johnny Q, I know for a fact you grew up in New York. You've got some cab ride stories, surely.
Yes, I do. But by default, I'll say, yeah, I probably did have sex in a cab. I just don't remember.
Aha. Uh-huh. Really? Like you were that drunk or what?
Yeah, I've been so drunk on the cab. I've been drunk on the train. I've had sex everywhere, so that's the problem. I don't know. I at least finger banged a girl in the taxi.
Oh yeah, sure. I've never had sex in a cab, but I have thrown up in a cab while I was at New York.
No, yeah. I haven't done that.
They do not like that.
No, they usually
don't.
They
hate that.
Yeah,
because you got to drive that cab all night long, and it's just going to smell like vomit.
And they want it to smell like them anyway.
Maybe
curry and BO and stuff.
Oh, Christ.
prompted by the presence of police, the 27-year-old man used his mother's credit card to pay the debt, leaving the 31-year-old Jesus. Woman to find her way home, according to the police. Authorities said that they took her to the police station where she was eventually picked up by her brother.
How old was this guy?
He was 27. She was 31.
And he's using his mom's credit card to pay for the bang cab.
Hey, man, more good job.
What he needed to do is strap a GoPro GoPro to his head and make himself a website.
Like a taxi cab like confessional?
Like bang bus, bang taxi.
Oh, there you go. Okay. I didn't do that. Yeah, the waxy taxi. What? I don't know what I'm talking about.
A warehouse. Remember that show on HBO?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Taxi confession?
Yep. Yeah,
taxi cab confession.
I think a lot of that stuff was staged.
Dude, I used to jerk off to that all the time.
I'm telling you, man. HBO, dude, come on. Who? What young boy has never jerked off to Skinamax or HBO late night?
Oh, man. Kidding me?
I used to. My parents.
Dude, screw that, bro. What about when you had cable and it was like you almost saw a nipple?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. How about this?
If I saw a nipple, bro, I was getting it. That was a nipple.
I got one better for you. Clearly. I've got one better for you. Back in the day, before they had digital cable, they just ran the line to your TV.
Yeah.
And if you go to the Cinemax channel,
right.
It would be all scrambled.
Squiggly, sure.
And scrambled. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, bro.
So, late at night, you know, you'd sit there and watch that forever, trying to just get some little inkling.
I would do
something.
The very same thing, but turn the volume down because my parents or my mom was sleeping in the back bedroom, and I didn't want to hear her hear the
yeah
or anything, you know. And I would really I'd have to turn my head, and you know, I got my penis in one hand and I got the remote control in the other and stuff.
And a candle wax up your butt. I know.
So
you never did that.
What
you never did that.
So
JD.
So
hold on.
What you do is when you're getting ready to climax, you get up to the TV real close.
Yeah.
You can hear her talking, and then you bust a nut.
Wow. Holy moly. See, I thought I was the only one that ever did that.
Everybody did that. Are you kidding?
And when I figured it out, I was
candle wax.
I was like, oh, look at the big man I am. And I had a friend over, and he was a friend from church.
Uh-huh.
And
friend.
Yeah. Well, no. I showed him and I'm like,
I'll bet you
this
him.
Is amazing. And he's watching and he just gets up and walks away and walks straight to my parents' bedroom.
Yeah.
And wakes them up.
Really?
Oh no.
And tells them what's happened and has them call his parents and go home.
What? I bet you he's gay now.
I don't know.
I'll tell you the most messed up.
I bet you I would have punched him in the face.
Oh yeah! I'll tell you the most messed up porn story. My dad used to have porn video, like VHSs, and I would go through all of our library and find the ones and put them in. They were always unlabeled, and that's how I knew that was the one.
Yeah.
So I'd pop it in and I'd fast forward trying to find and see the porn on it, and of course I would find it. And one day I found this one of two girls in a shower, like a large locker room style shower.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And then these two guys came in, and then they started, you know, getting on, right?
Sure.
There's a foursome going on in this locker room shower. And then all of a sudden, one of the girls reached into her gym bag and pulled out a strap-on.
Yeah.
And then the other girl reached into the gym bag and pulled out a strap-on. And I was like, that's weird. How are they going to fuck each other? That's not what they did.
They fucked the guys
They
the
fucked
ass?
The guys in the ass really? In the locker room shower.
Weird.
That explains so much about your father.
That's exactly... John Q is the only one that got what I'm getting at. Why did my dad have that one?
Ever ask him?
I never did. I never asked him about that.
That's a question you never ask.
No.
Okay, well, next time Howard's in town, I'm going to ask.
What's that? I'm sorry, Junkie. What?
You shouldn't even say that on radio.
I know. If my dad's listening to this, he's gonna be like, what the hell are you doing?
Right.
I'm going to the grave with you.
All right. Last story of the night here. Earlier this month, a female employee at a college in Chicago saw the school security director leaving her office. Turns out he'd left. He left her a little prize.
Yeah. Oh,
no. He had taken care of himself in there and left the result of that in her shoes.
Really?
Yeah. Just a little, here you go, a little in the shoes, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He was arrested for public indecency and disorderly conduct. No one's sure why he picked her shoe, obviously.
She's old jizz feet now.
Cream the corn.
Semen socks.
We're getting out of here. That's it. It's Sunday night. I'm starving. I'm ready to go hit the couch hard. John Q, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Johnny.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Glad to have you. If you would like to call in, it's 407-392-4KOP. 4567. You can do that every week when we're broadcasting. You follow us on Facebook and you will know when we're going live. It's not the same time every week. I'll go ahead and say that. Just pay attention. And if you're around, give us a call. You can be part of the show. Have a great night. We'll see you next week. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Show me your boobs.
I say that same thing when I can't get it up with a woman.
And you don't look metrosexual. She might have had a little hang down the monkey.
That takes applying lipstick to a whole new level.
Hey, oh, that must be why you like it from behind all the time.
Well, we could have some private time. My mom's out of the house.
Jabbing a sausage in your mouth. No, what's a fap?
Well, I hope it was doggy style, sweetheart. Clean out your vag from all that sand you got in there, because I really don't give a rat's ass.
Is that like one guy, one horse? I moved out of mom's house. I'm going to get a butterfly on my backside. It looks like the gay communist China is singing at the song.
You have to grab some and stiff it.
Ye vagina is wetteth.
Only if you show me your tits.
Change your own tire next time, bitch.
And she had no words. It was just like, I was just like, what? And she's like, but was, is that a guy? I was like, okay.
I have a little vagina.
God. This really fine bean that they grow.
Uh-huh.
And it's then
a dookie bean.
What?
I'm getting pissed!
Now listen here, honey, when you guys are done watching your SpongeBob, I want you to go ahead and take the knife that Mama sent to you and plunge it into Grandma and Grandpa's heart and fucking kill them.
I got one thing to say about that.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm with you. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, that's all I got to say about
Do you guys prefer a male or a female?
Female.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually would rather have an old man.
Please don't do this at home because, I mean, unless you're underage and you're listening to our show.
No.